Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview. UNCW Office of Cultural Arts is presenting Earth Inspired, a series exploring the intersection of art and science. We heard earlier this week from composer Mira Warshauer as part of that series, and today I'll be talking with dancer and choreographer Carol Armitage. She's been a UNCW artist in residence all this week. She's Tony nominated. She's been referred to as the punk ballerina for her edgy, fierce choreography. She's known for work on the concert stage, on Broadway, and for collaborations with Michael Jackson and Madonna. Her newest piece is a one-hour performance art ballet created in collaboration with visual artists, musicians, and scientists. We'll be hearing all about that today and visiting with Carol Armitage. The performance is called Armitage Gone Dance, Fables on Global Warming. So all that being said, welcome, Carol. Thank you for coming in today.
Oh, it's a thrill to be here in Wilmington.
Wonderful. Let's talk first about your residency. You've had here what you've been doing and what kind of groups you've been meeting with and what that's been like for you.
It's very exciting because there's such a wide range of activities. It's very stimulating for my imagination as well as, I hope, for the students and other people who are attending. The first thing we did was kind of an interview, like Actors Studio, sort of about the working methods, the way of thinking in general, and then specifically for the Fables on Global Warming, which is a very special and unique project in sort of my history. And then we also had an open forum that was talking about science and art at the Marine Center, which was fantastic because there were all different kinds of people, from scientists to young people to art people to dancers. And then we also did a very, very interesting class, which was on science writing. And of course, I think of dance as writing with the body. Mm. And, you know, how do you make these sometimes esoteric endeavors really translate to the general public? So this is a fascinating topic to share with students.
It sounds like an interesting idea, collaborating with artists and scientists and then bringing in students in. What age students have you worked with this week?
So far with university students, mm-hmm. but tomorrow morning that will be like 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old, 10, 11, you know, young, really young. And, you know, they'll be screaming. That'll be, they have so much energy. And we've done a few school performances with this Fables on Global Warming. And it's fascinating because the kids love it because they recognize animals and they recognize the situations and they're just so excited because they can participate very keenly.
Oh, that's what kids love. They can really get their yah-yahs in there too. Let's talk about a little bit more about the collaborative process and then we'll talk about the piece. In order to create this Fables on Global Warming, you've worked with not only costumers and lighting designers, but also scientists. And talk about that process, and then we'll describe the piece.
Sure.
Or it can all come together.
Yeah,
it
may just all interweave. I wanted to do something about climate change for a long time, and it took me years of not thinking so much with my rational brain, but to come upon an idea that would really be appealing and that could reach a wide public. And I came across the idea of using fables because these are ancient tales told by animals and they all have a moral. And I was really realizing that for me, the idea of global warming is something that we need to think about as an ethical question. And of course, science is in there, but the really important thing is to give heart and feeling to nature and our relationship to nature and to let this ethical core be the real focus of the piece. Now, at the same time, I did work with Dr. John Hart, who's at the University of California at Berkeley. He has the oldest global warming project on the planet. And what he's done is to heat alpine meadows and sort of see with 2 degrees of temperature what happens to the flora and the fauna. And of course, he has seen that because of the heat, flowers bloom quite early, but all of their pollinators, like the butterflies and the hummingbirds, come to the region based on the length of the day. So by the time they get there, the flowers have already faded and are no longer, you know, nutritious for them. And so the pollination can't happen. So this is, you know, this is the kind of thing that we want to think about, because just even thinking of that paradise of butterflies and flowers and hummingbirds, you know, we want this earthly paradise to be ours for future generations.
Yes. If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Carol Armitage. She's a dancer and choreographer, renowned for her work on many different stages. She has been UNCW Artist in Residence all this week. And on this Saturday night at 8 p.m. at Keenan Auditorium, you can see her troupe, Armitage Gone. They're performing Fables on Global Warming. Now, let's talk about the piece itself. It's about an hour-long ballet.
It's an hour-long. I call it, this is a term I made up, I do call it a performance art ballet because it's a kind of reinvention of the 19th century story ballet. So you really are following characters and incidents. But it also has this very modern side of almost static, purely visual scenes. For example, there's a 10-foot bull that comes on stage. So, you know, there are these delightful visual elements all the time. And then it has dance movement that is pure research, that is really about expanding the consciousness of what dance can do physically. So it's a different kind of rhythm and physicality, very athletic, like an Olympic athlete. So it really works on these many different registers dance-wise. And really what we did is take these charming ethical fables and turn them into dance and music. So a primary collaborator, of course, is the composer. And he's the lyricist as well. His name is Corey Dargle. And he will appear on stage in the role of the big thicket hog-nosed skunk.
Composer as skunk. That's
Composer
an interesting
as skunk. Concept. Yes, this is an extinct animal, in a North American animal from Texas. And we decided the band should all be extinct North American animals. So the flute player is a Carolina parakeet, and the trombone is the passenger pigeon.
Oh.
So they're these kind of spirit guides playing the music, and the dancers are showing what the story is. And it's really showing there are lyrics, they're witty, funny, contemporary vernacular. He has an incredible gift with words and rhymes and slightly subversive and naughty to make it really fun, while still delivering absolutely the deep emotion implied in all of these stories. So this thing is really meant to work on this most esoteric level. You have the stories, but we are really showing rather than telling. So you have a real experience of an emotional experience and not a lecture by any means.
Sounds like a lot of layers are involved there.
It's many layers. It really truly is, it's fair to say, multidisciplinary because the visual design, which is mainly by Doug Fitch, uses all kinds of puppets and props that come from Asian-style influence, but they're mainly from cultures that are very tied to nature, such as Papua New Guinea or the Northwestern American Indian tribe. So there's an iconography that's very connected to nature. And it just doesn't look like costumes you've ever seen before. And they're actually really dancing. So it's not like they're just parading costumes.
Right.
With these amazing-looking visual ideas, they are also dancing, you know, as I say, like Olympic athletes to the maximum of physical ability.
Now, I was looking on the website at uncw.edu/arts, and the photographs there of the dancers in their costumes, so engaging and so exciting to see these animal costumes. And yet you can also see the dancers' bodies and watch the way that they move, which is what I love to see, dancers in motion.
Yeah, the costumes are an indication. They're never realistic. So, it's a way that the imagination of the audience can really join with what's going on stage. It is interactive. We're not telling anyone how you're supposed to feel. It really is you participating and feeling and expressing your own relationship to what you're seeing. And this is very important because it's a stimulation of the imagination instead of, again, like a lecture.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about the fables. There'll be Aesop's fables and some from Jean de La Fontaine and Native American tradition, one even from Chuang Tzu from China.
True.
So all of those coming together, brilliantly costumed and researched and then made into dance that we can all appreciate and enjoy. We've got about a minute left, Carol. I just want you to mention about your troupe because they haven't been here all week long with you, have they?
No, they just got here yesterday. But okay. We have 7 dancers in the company now. We're based in New York City and we do a huge variety of different things from exploring African aesthetics to commedia dell'arte to pure poetic dance that's much more, you might say, philosophical and emotional. Most of it has a lot of eroticism. So, you know, this is very nice. Dance is very good at sensuality. So there's something for everyone.
Oh, it just sounds terrific. It's called Armitage Gone Dance, Fables on Global Warming. Warming, not warning, but warming. Well, maybe we should call it Global Warming. Yeah. And it's Saturday at 8 p.m. at Keenan Auditorium. For tickets and more information, you can call 910-962-3500. Or I recommend going to uncw.edu/arts. You can see more there about Carol Armitage, her troupe, and about this particular piece, Fables on Global Warming. Carol, thank you. I'm just not only thank you for coming in today, but thank you for doing this work. It just sounds like it goes very deep, and also it's very broad and invites everyone in to participate.
That's right. It really does invite everyone. Please
thank
come.
You. Thank you so much. This is WHQR.